Hello, welcome to the Wednesday, August 19th, 2015 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from San Antonio, Texas. Microsoft today dropped a surprise bulletin as MS-1593 fixes a vulnerability in all versions of Internet Explorer. The reason for the out-of-band or surprise bulletin here from Microsoft was that this vulnerability has already been exploited in the wild, and it does lead to the very famous drive-by remote code execution. So all you have to do is visit a website with the right exploit and arbitrary code is executed on your system without any further user interaction. So this is a vulnerability ripe to be abused as, for example, malicious advertisement or the like. Certainly very important that you quickly patch Internet Explorer. With the patch now being out, of course, it may become easier for others to reverse engineer the particular vulnerability and come up with an exploit for it. This is why we are rating this as a patch now vulnerability, so you probably should apply this patch rather sooner than later. At this point, I haven't heard about any problems with the patch, but it was released late today, at least sort of Eastern and Central time zone, so it's possible that a lot of people haven't gotten around yet to patching, and we haven't heard about any issues for that reason. According to Microsoft EMIT, the Enhanced Mitigation Experience Toolkit does help to prevent exploitation here, so this would be a valid workaround in case you already have EMIT deployed. As Russ points out in his diary about this, you definitely should patch even if you typically do not use Internet Explorer, because the libraries that Internet Explorer relies on are used by a number of other software packages, so you may still expose the vulnerability even if you typically don't use Internet Explorer to browse the web. And Trend Micro published yet another vulnerability in Android's media server. This particular problem affects the audio effect component, and like prior flaws, like for example stage fright and the like, can be used to execute arbitrary code. Google has pushed the code to fix this problem to the open source Android repository on August 1st. Not sure how much of that already made it into current Android releases. And a paper just released at the Usenix conference does show how BitTorrent clients could possibly be used to amplify denial of service attacks. Similar to DNS, NTP, and well, as of earlier this week, PortMapper, BitTorrent does accept UDP packets, and these UDP packets can be spoofed. The reply is then a lot larger than the request that was originally received. There's also a large number of BitTorrent clients that's accessible. According to these researchers, about 2 million BitTorrent clients is what they found. Now, what you may also see here is while many of these clients are behind NAT firewalls, in particular, many consumer NAT firewalls are pretty open when it comes to the way how they deal with UDP traffic. So as soon as one client sends outbound traffic on a particular UDP port, any replies, no matter from what IP address, are typically accepted and forwarded to that client, which then of course exposes that client to the internet at large. The paper suggests that the amplification factor ranges from 50 to 120 times, so that's certainly very much in line with other UDP protocols being abused for denial of service attacks. Well, and that's it for today. Thanks for listening, and thank you again to ThreatPost for supporting this podcast. Sorry if today you had some background music here. The hotel I'm in had some band outside and I wasn't able to shield it any more than I did. Not sure how much of it made it into this podcast. Talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.